I was reading Isaiah 66, I guess around 22 and 23.
Okay.
It said, and it shall come to pass from one new moon to another, from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me.
Yeah, we just quoted that. Quoted that a minute ago. That's right.
All right, and I understand we're going to be keeping the Sabbath in the new heavens, but it also mentions the new moons.
Okay.
Now, is this new moon the same as it was given to the nation of Israel?
Yes and no. Now, this is a theory I have. First of all, there's no question what God is saying here is that from one week to another and one month to another, we will all come and worship before the Lord. Their weeks were divided by the Sabbath. Their new moons were divided, or the months were divided by the new moon. Now, listen very carefully. I believe that the seasons of the world were altered by the flood. I think our earth went through a catastrophic upheaval during the flood. We did not have the seasons we have. I think the earth tilted on its axis, which is what gives us our seasons. It may be that the month in the new earth will have 28 days. And if that's the case, what that means is every new moon will also be a Sabbath. Yeah, so I'm hoping that
I know we're going to keep it, but you say God is the same then, now, and forevermore. So we should keep it now as well as in the future, right?
Well, I think that God is not telling us anywhere in the Ten Commandments that we need to keep the new moons. The new moons were separate from the Sabbath commandment in the Bible.